Here's what Representative Jack Franks, a Democrat from Marengo, predicts will happen.
Not much. Not much.
The aptly named veto session is supposed to be when the General Assembly can give a thumbs up or down to legislation rejected by the governor, but there's not much on that list. Governor Pat Quinn vetoed only 11 of the hundreds of bills legislators sent him. The most controversial, one that would create statewide regulations on ride-sharing services like Uber. Supporters will try to override Quinn's veto. That leaves plenty of time for other issues, perhaps a vote to increase the minimum wage, and lots of talk about Illinois' finances in advance of an income tax reduction at the end of the year and the budget hole that will create. I'm Amanda Vinicky.